wicket was the game of our forefathers.
That's John Thorne, the official historian for Major League Baseball.
Wicket was the game that George Washington played at Valley Forge.
As far as historians can tell, wicket is an early form of cricket that was imported to the New World from England and took on a life of its own. John Thorne.
And as the rules of cricket became formalized and many of the variations on stumps and pitches changed, we had an odd Galapagos Island kind of preserved cricket in America.
Indeed, wicket has plenty of similarities to its sports cousin cricket. J.S. Patel dedicates a chapter of his forthcoming book on the history of cricket in the Americas to wicket.
There's a lot of similarities in the rules, the way wicket was played here. And then when you look at the cricket rules, they're more or less similar. The actual playing area was 75 feet long.
Compare that to baseball, where the distance between the pitcher and home plate is 60.5 feet. Unlike baseball, where hitters round bases on a triangle field, in cricket and wicket, they run back and forth between the wickets set in the middle of a round playing field. But there are big differences between cricket and wicket, starting with the wicket itself. In the game of wicket, the wicket was long, 6 feet, and low, only inches above the ground, making it easy for the pitcher to knock the wicket off its stumps. But the wicket batsman had an answer to the long exposed wicket, a big paddle-like bat that resembled an oversized spoon. Another big difference was the duration of the game. With as many as 30 people fielding the ball in only 3 innings, a wicket game could wrap up in an afternoon, unlike cricket matches that can last for days. Based on references to the game in personal journals and diaries, wicket probably came to the New World sometime in the late 17th century. The game flourished in New England through the 1700s, but in an informal way. John Thorne.
Well, there were no associations. There were no printed rules. There seemed to be ex post facto constructions of rules. There's more of a riotous feature to it.
But by the early 1800s, that all changed. Wicket clubs began popping up in New England, especially in Connecticut. These clubs followed official rules, games were officiated by an umpire, the sport had spectators and fans, and wicket flourished. Almost every town in Connecticut had a wicket team, and competition was fierce to earn a spot on the local club. Perhaps the zenith of the sport came on July 18, 1859, when New Britain and Bristol, the two best wicket teams in the state, perhaps in the country, faced off at Federal Hill in Bristol for the state championship with thousands of people watching. J.S. Patel.
And when they had that game, it was more like a holiday that day because the train started from Hartford and they added 4 more cabs to it. And by the time it reached New Britain, they were all full. By the time they reached there, there was a huge crowd around the Federal Hill. And the whole day they played, and when they lost, New Britain lost, they left by train and came back to New Britain.
Bristol won that game 190 to 152. But while wicket was having its heyday in Connecticut, another game, the quicker, livelier game of baseball, was gaining popularity. By the end of the Civil War, wicket was considered an old-timer's game. John Thorne.
After the Civil War, we had a romance with science. We had a romance with organization and form and progress. And wicket seemed primitive and seemed a game well worth dispensing with.
In the 1890s, wicket games were few and far between. And by the turn of the 20th century, wicket was practically extinct. That is, until a few weeks ago. These are students from North Andover High School in Massachusetts playing wicket. The players are students in Brian Sheehy's Sports of the Past class. Sheehy says he was surprised by the skill involved in playing the old game.
The fielders are all spread out around the field, so if you can hit it far enough in a direction where there aren't any fielders, you can score runs. But if you get up there and just try to kill it, you'll probably hit it back to the pitcher or you'll miss it completely.
By today's standards, wicket is a crude, clumsy game. But it is perhaps the only American sport that evolved from a vigorous diversion frowned upon by the Puritans in the early colonial times to a full-fledged spectator sport during the Industrial Revolution. But unlike Civil War encampments or vintage baseball clubs, wicket nostalgia hasn't caught on just yet. The last known official wicket game was played in Newington in 1940. Ray Hartman, WNPR News.
Big time catch.